Hey everybody. Did you miss me? Well, there's been a lot going on, pulling me left and right. So much to talk about that I wasn't even sure what to tackle next. But then it hit me. Hey, what's going on with that former Seahawks player who allegedly beat and strangled his girlfriend? Is it even being talked about? Well, the fact that I even had to ask tells me no, it hasn't been. I wonder why not. Well, I'm gonna get into it. So if you recall, former Seattle Seahawks player Chad Wheeler was arrested and charged with domestic violence for allegedly beating and strangling his girlfriend of 6 months. Aaliyah Taylor. Aaliyah Taylor. And the pictures of the damage he allegedly did to her went viral. And I ended up seeing her picture in many places of her face battered and bloodied and scarred, and pictures of her in the hospital with her left arm seemingly in a sling or cast or bandaged up in some way. And she looked pretty beat up. What makes this case so interesting? Several factors. One, it's an NFL player. Two, he's not very well known. Three, he's white and she's black, so you've got a racial issue. Four, supposedly he suffers from a bipolar disorder. And this possibly could have been one of his episodes. So I just wonder, you know, if having an episode actually impacts your case at all, if charges are brought against you. I wonder what the stats are on that. Wasn't able to really find statistics on that, but I didn't look very hard, I have to admit, because to me, the damage is done. There should be a criminal aspect to that as well as a mental health aspect, but that's not really the angle that I want to go to today. As you all also well know, charges have been brought against Deshaun Watson of the Houston Texans. Over 20 women coming forth, massage therapists or massages, who are alleging that, you know, some type of inappropriate sexual content was forced upon them while he, when he solicited their professional services. And it's like all of a sudden, after he has demanded a trade from Houston, just suddenly all these women come spilling out the closet to tell what's been going on, allegedly, with Deshaun Watson. I find it very interesting, the timing. But I'm not even really here today to even examine that case. The issue that I want to tackle is the amount of coverage. Why is it that it seems like you can't go to any sports discussion being broadcast on TV, radio, internet, and not hear about the Deshaun Watson allegations that are being alleged with no evidence, by the way? But although we've got evidence against Chad Wheeler, it was only reported initially, and then it's kind of dropped out from the headlines. Don't hear anything about it or anything. In fact, in order for there to even be any internet links on it, she's had to go on almost like a media tour from CBS This Morning to Tamron Hall to TMZ and ET Entertainment Tonight, I think, maybe, or somewhere else. She's having to go and tell her story just to keep it active in Google search. So there's a link so people will even hear her story. Now, I'm sure she is not sitting at home saying, hey, I want to make sure it's a Google search result. But she's telling her truth so that it's not swept under the rug. First, I just want to say, you know, I don't like to use the term thoughts and prayers because that has really been vilified in the media by just everyday folks. No more thoughts and prayers. But my heart does go out to Aaliyah Taylor after hearing her story and seeing the photographs. I just can't even imagine the unspeakable terror she must have been in when she placed that call to 911 saying, I'm about to die, because she really thought she was going to die. So here's the thing. Miss Taylor says that everything was fine between them. They had been dating 6 months. Everything was fine. Never really had an argument. Anytime they had any type of disagreement, they would sit and talk about it in calm voices and reach a compromise and move on. I do know recently, according to her statements, recently he had taken a trip, I guess, to see some relatives. And when he came back, it was a rather upsetting trip. Not sure what that meant, but it was, according to her. And so when he came back, he was really emotional. So she was at work and he sends her a text. Now, if you've ever seen pictures of Chad Wheeler, dude is 6-something and like 318 pounds. Okay. Miss Aaliyah is a very petite. Well, she's not very petite. She's 5'9", I believe she is. She's 5'9". Nowhere near 200 pounds. Maybe about 170, 180 pounds. So for a 5'9" woman, she's not a large woman. But he's 318 pounds. And he's an NFL player. He sends her a picture of him. Now, Mr. Wheeler, Chad Wheeler, had long hair, long locks of hair. And according to her, he really loved his hair. I guess it's like, I guess, who is it? Samson that had the hair and cut his hair and something happened. Well, he sends her a picture. He had shaved his hair off. And that's what really got her to be concerned. Just think. You're dating this guy. Everything is fine. He loves his hair. Oh, I probably had said on a couple occasions that he'll never cut it. And what happens? He comes back from this upsetting trip and he's emotional and he sends her a picture that he's cut his hair. She was so concerned. She leaves work and goes home. So she goes home. He's there. And she starts to talk to him. He becomes much more emotional over about a 3-hour period. He goes off into the bedroom, I guess to lie down or something, and he's in there for quite a while. So she goes in to check on him. And after she goes in to check on him, he gets up, it's like towers over her, and asks her to bow down to him. And she's like, what? He said it again. And she's like, no. After she said no and started backing away, according to Miss Taylor, that's when the attack began. Not to get into too much detail, what he ended up doing was dislocating her left elbow, fracturing her, I think it's her feet, the upper arm bone, and he choked her out twice. She lost consciousness and regained consciousness twice. Of course, he beat her. You can see from the photographs, dry blood all over her face, and her face is swollen. She's almost unrecognizable. Meanwhile, something had told her to keep her cell phone in her back pocket. So when she ran into the other room, she was able to call 911 and tell them, you know, please come. I'm going to die. Thank goodness she had the wherewithal to do that. So after a while, he sees she's still alive, and he even looks at her and says, according to Miss Taylor, "Oh, you're still alive?" When she says that in the interview, that's chilling. That's chilling to me. So that tells me he thought she was dead, and that's what he wanted her to be. And he's like, "Oh, you're still alive?" I'm thinking, my gosh. The police show up moments later. They come in. They have to, he barricades himself, I guess, in the bathroom, and they finally get into the bathroom. They end up having to wrestle around with him to get two sets of handcuffs on him in order to take him down to the jail while she's being, you know, rushed to the hospital with these injuries. Now, he's arrested, he's charged. He's held. I think he got out on a $400,000 bond. And so he's out awaiting, I guess, some type of trial. And thus begins the story. This happened in January. Since then, I was able to find videos through the month of February and I believe March, just where she's telling her story on certain media outlets. But what's up with ESPN? What's up with Fox? What's up with the sports outlets? Why aren't they covering this as much as they're covering the Deshaun Watson allegations? It's not like there's a video of him doing anything solicitous with these massage therapists. It's not like he's admitted it or anything like that, or there's some type of proof of evidence that's come up about these encounters, these alleged encounters. However, we've got at least some evidence that something went on with Chad and his girlfriend, Miss Taylor. I just don't understand. Of course, you know, the Twitterverse was not having it, and neither have some writers. As a matter of fact, Darius Leonard compares the coverage of Deshaun Watson and Chad Wheeler. Darius Leonard is a linebacker with the Indianapolis Colts, and he's a black player, and he came right out and said, "Hey, it's crazy that people are bashing Deshaun Watson with no evidence, but people are not talking about Chad Wheeler, who tried to kill his girlfriend." But here's the difference. Who knows who Chad Wheeler is? Most Seattle Seahawks fans don't even know who he is. He used to play for the Giants. He had a couple of pretty good years there. Then he was cut. Then he went over to Seattle, got signed by Seattle, played in like 5 games, but never started. So it's not like he was having a stellar career and he was a household name. Deshaun Watson is a household name in the face of a franchise and one of the top 5 quarterbacks in the league. So quite naturally, if there's some allegations against Deshaun Watson, it's going to be front page news. It's going to be, you know, talked about more often and so forth. But shouldn't the egregiousness of the allegations, shouldn't that matter? Shouldn't that do away with this whole, oh, well, he's more popular, so he gets more news thing? I mean, we're talking about some serious charges here against Chad Wheeler. We're talking about almost taking her life. He choked her twice, according to Ms. Taylor, and she passed out and regained consciousness. According to her, he said, oh, you're still alive? I don't think any of these allegations against Deshaun Watson is that he tried to either assault, as far as attempted murder or anything like that of them. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to make light of any type of sexual misconduct. I'm not. I'm just saying it's not attempted murder. It's not. It does not carry the same weight of seriousness, not even in terms of the law. So I'm just like, you know, what's going on? Shouldn't that change things? You would think. Some people have had the opinion that maybe that there's a racial component. We're talking about a white man, black woman. If these allegations are true, then this white male did this to his black girlfriend. So there are those who are of the mindset out there that, hey, because it's a black woman, it's not being looked at more closely. But has she been white and the player was black? Doesn't matter. Same NFL career. But if he was a black player and it was a white girlfriend, many people are of the mindset that the Chad Wheeler story would be getting just as much press and time as a Deshaun Watson story. I guess we'll never know. We'll never know, since we can't, of course, switch their races all of a sudden and make it play out. So it's all conjecture, it's speculation. You get those people who say, oh, there's no racism in America and there's no room to talk about race in sports. You get those people that will say, hey, let's just keep it to sports. Why you want to make it a race issue? That's what they always say. Why are you making it a race issue? Well, based upon the history of the way things have played out so far, I don't feel like it's unreasonable to speculate that if the races were switched on those two individuals, that things would be different. I don't think it's out of line to make that leap. I think it very well could be. But again, we'll never know. Watching her interview, though, Miss Aaliyah Taylor, she sounds very credible. She sounds believable. She's got the evidence, the physical evidence that backs her story. She's left with, according to her, concussions that have to be checked regularly for the rest of her life, probably. She had to have surgery on her left arm, where she had to have rods and pins put in. She's going to have physical therapy so that she can get used to using that arm again correctly. And if you look at her now, I mean, this is just 3 months later. She's beautiful. I mean, you can't see any evidence of any physical trauma to her face. But man, when I'm looking at her and then I see the comparison side by side picture of her battered face, it just makes me hurt all over and just feel so sad inside to see this. I tell you, it needs to be getting more coverage. So what has happened now is the first hearing was supposed to be in March, I believe, but they pushed it back to June. So he has to appear in court in June in answer to these charges. Miss Taylor appeared at his arraignment. She said the reason she appeared is because she wants him to see that she is fearless and that she is going to stand up and share her truth and will not be denied or intimidated by him. So she was there at his arraignment. She plans on being there during the trial. I have to say, I do admire her tenacity with this and determination in telling her story. I'm hoping that she's getting some counseling because this has been traumatic, and I'm sure it has left her with all kinds of emotions that she's going to have to deal with and process. And I hope she's got a circle there that's close to her that can help her through this. But before I let you go, because I'm not going to talk about this too long, I did want to go over some information, just some facts about domestic violence. Just want to give you some facts about domestic violence here. On average, nearly 20 people per minute are physically abused by an intimate partner in the United States. During 1 year, this equates to more than 10 million women and men. I know men don't like to talk about being abused by their female counterparts, but it is happening. 1 in 3 women and 1 in 4 men have experienced some form of physical violence by an intimate partner, which includes the range of behaviors as slapping, shoving, pushing, all of that. Also, on a typical day, there's more than 20,000 phone calls placed to domestic violence hotlines nationwide. Intimate partner violence accounts for 15% of all violent crime. Women between the ages of 18 to 24 are most commonly abused by an intimate partner. Domestic victimization is correlated with a higher rate of depression and suicide behavior. This is the reason why I mentioned I'm hoping that she's getting counseling. Because even though she's not the perpetrator that allegedly has a bipolar disorder, one of the outcomes that can be produced from being a victim could be depression and suicidal behavior. Only 34% of the people who are injured by intimate partners receive medical care for their injuries. If Miss Taylor did not decide to come clean about what really happened to medical professionals and the police and everyone, Chad would probably still be playing for the Seahawks and nobody would know the wiser. Every day there are victims out here who do not tell. If they're battered or have bones broken, they'll show up at the medical facility, most likely a hospital, and say, "I fell," or "something fell on me, I'm clumsy, I did whatever." They don't say that somebody, beat them up, or they'll say, "Oh, I was some random place and some unknown person attacked me and ran. I don't know who it was." They'll make up anything because they're afraid of their abuser. I thank God that this did not happen to her, that she was able to contact 911 from the scene and that she actually told him exactly what happened, allegedly, when she went to the hospital. The physical and mental impact of being abused by intimate partners is really astonishing. It says women abused by their intimate partners are more vulnerable to contracting HIV or other STDs due to forced intercourse or prolonged exposure to stress. What's not commonly known is how stress plays a part in the transmittal of some sexually transmitted disorders. Stress can actually bring about the hyper exposure to it. It can also bring, stress can also evoke flare-ups of recurring diseases, all kinds of stuff. Of course, there's a relationship between this type of violence and depression and suicidal behavior, as I mentioned before. All kinds of gastrointestinal problems, neurological disorders, chronic pain, disability, anxiety, PTSD, all kinds of situations as a result. And what ends up happening from all these illnesses and all these issues brought about, the cost economically to people who have had to endure is amazing. It says between 2003 and 2008, 142 women were murdered in their workplace by their abuser, right? But also, the cost of intimate partner violence exceeds $8.3 billion a year. $8.3 billion with a B. Astonishing. That was probably one of the most astonishing pieces of information that I discovered in this research. I'm getting all this information from the NCADV page. And that tells you the national domestic violence statistics. Actually, you can get national and statewide on this website. That's ncadv.org/statistics. You can go there and you can see all the statistics you need about domestic violence. You can even pick your state if you want to look specifically for the state, and so forth and so on. So, listen, domestic violence is serious. It's not a laughing matter. Neither is sexual assault. So while I'm not saying that either one of these stories should be swept under the rug, it's just interesting to me how I had to dig for information on this particular issue, and I'm not seeing it broadcast every time I turn on the TV. You know, lately I've been watching the Hallmark Channel because I just needed to do that as an escape. This stuff with Deshaun Watson and his situation in the NFL is stressful. Of course, the all the stress as it relates to the entire Chauvin case and that situation. Other situations with, you know, police involved shootings and so forth, and all kinds of incidents happening all over this country politically and so forth. It's been stressful. It's taking a toll. And so I escape and watch Hallmark. But when I decide to venture away from the Hallmark Channel to all my sports channels, I hear nothing. But I do hear about Deshaun Watson's case, though. It's just very interesting. I tell you what you can do. If you're listening to me on any platform, whatever platform you're listening to me on, just make sure that you like and share the podcast. And if you go over to my Facebook page, where I will be posting this broadcast, tell me in the comments, what are your thoughts? What do you think about what we've discussed here today? Is the only difference just because Chad Wheeler happens to be an almost unknown NFL player and Deshaun Watson is well known? Is that the only difference? Does race have anything to do with it? Or is it just because of a coincidence? No, I'm not sure. I'm not really sure what to think. I guess I'll leave it there. It's kind of heavy. I promise you my next broadcast will be a little bit more uplifting and lighthearted. But hopefully I provided you with some interesting details about the subject of domestic violence. And the last thing I want to say is, if you or someone you know is having to deal with domestic violence, please make sure you call the domestic violence hotline or have them call. It's not a It's a serious matter. It's not something to take lightly. And if you know someone is going through it, don't ignore it. Get involved. Don't pretend like you don't see or know what's going on. Of course, yes, I do know you have to be careful when you get involved in other people's affairs that way. But I'm sure the domestic violence hotline can give you some pointers on how to best deal with that as well. So with that being said, please make sure to follow me on all the podcast platforms. Make sure you head over to my Facebook page, The Chocolate Writer, and like my page. You can go over to my website, thechocolatewriter.com. You can see what's over there. The relaunch of The Chocolate Writer will be taking place in June. So right now I don't have any new content on the website, but you can go in and take a look. I am accepting new clients as well. If you want to know to do what, just look on my website. All my services are listed there. So thank you guys for listening. I hope you have a good rest of your week. And I'll be seeing you soon. And in the meantime, I wish you love, peace, and chocolate.